Oh, look, on 702 ABC Sydney, from the CD Be Yourself, the award-winning single Now, featuring Paul Kelly and Melinda Schneider. Thanks for joining us on the weekend show.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
Good to have you back here. We're going to talk about how you got to do the duet with Paul Kelly, but I think the last time we saw you was it was the Divorce album, wasn't it? We came over for Sunday brunch.
You did, yes. It was an interesting time in my life, very difficult time, and I wasn't quite myself that day.
Oh, no, you were good.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a lot better now, 3.5 years on, I can tell you.
Well, that was a funny thing, because Stronger was the divorce. This Be Yourself is really, this is the affirmation album, isn't it? This is me. I'm out there. It's me.
That's right. It's all about me, Simon.
Well,
me.
Why not say me? It's because you've financed it, you've written it, you've produced it. It's really your own baby.
It is. It really is. And it's, you know, it's been an exciting time. The last year has been great. I've started my own label, B Music, and funded everything myself, co-produced the album, co-wrote all the songs. And yeah, it is all up to me to make it work. And I've been working very, very hard, probably like never before. But it's gratifying, you know, when you have some success, when you really back yourself, it's very gratifying.
And you mentioned the co-writing, because you love writing with other people. This time, Jay Knowles, and the song's Still Here. Where was that written, in Nashville or here?
It was written in Nashville during the recording of my album. It was a last-minute addition to the album. And it was just such a powerful song that I knew I had to put it on. And as soon as we finished writing it, I could hear Paul's voice and knew that he was the right person for it. I wrote the song when I was single.
Yep.
And it was really about the kind of relationship I want to have in years to come.
It's funny you say that, because as we heard when we heard it there, you say when you heard it, you thought of Paul. Without getting too emotional, when I heard of it, I thought of the time I met your mum and your dad when he was still around and that long relationship that they had.
Yeah.
And it's about a relationship that works, isn't it?
It's about a long-term relationship gone right.
About time we had one of those in a country song.
That's right. A loving and staying song, not loving and leaving.
So when it came to writing it, because it's the songs both from the boy's perspective and also from the girl's perspective, did that mean that you got the girl's side and Jay wrote the boy's side?
It probably worked a little that way, yeah. Although I've got a strong masculine side, Simon.
Okay, I'll back off.
So I probably came up with a few of the men's lines. But, yeah, it was really quite an equal collaboration. But I got back to Sydney after recording the whole album, recorded the band track there, even though I had no one to sing it with at that point.
And you'd already thought of Paul Kelly.
That's right,
But it was a fluke how it actually Paul Kelly came into it, wasn't it?
It was a bit. And, you know, I'd been swapping emails with Paul and swapping songs with him prior to that. But I was snorkeling at Coogee Beach and came up out of the water, took off the goggles, and there was Paul with his family sitting on a rock. And I'm like, is that a mermaid? No, it's Paul. So I went over and said hi and said, I've got this song. I'd love you to do it with me. You know, you're perfect for it. And I said, can I send it to you? He said, sure, email it to me. So I did.
Because you can nowadays.
Yeah. Yep. And he said yes. So I was thrilled.
But then not off to some highfalutin recording studio for this one. Where was the actual vocal recorded?
Well, Paul invited me down to his house in Melbourne and we recorded the song, the vocals, in his kitchen. So when I arrived, and I don't know him that well, so I was a little nervous because it is Paul Kelly and he is a bit of a, you know, icon and all of that. And I walked into his house and he had these two microphones set up in his kitchen. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. And we got to face each other and look at each other as we performed the song, which really, I believe, gave it its intimacy.
Then you took the vocal back up, threw it onto the album, and it became this. Did you expect it to be the really award-winning great second single that it's become?
I knew it was a strong song.
Yeah.
And I, just from people's reactions to it, I knew that it connected really strongly with people, with couples. And because it's a positive song, it's something to celebrate for a change, you know.
Mm.
So, but I didn't, you know, you never with awards, you never know. But I was really happy with the way our voices sounded together and it just had a magic to it. Definitely.
On 702 ABC Sydney in the studio, Melinda Schneider. The album is Be Yourself. That's the single we heard was Still Here. You, as we said, you wrote that in Nashville. Do you pretty much now split the year pretty equally between Nashville and Australia?
Yeah, well, that year I did, 2007, I was really over there for about 5 months on a few separate trips, but 5 months all up. And, you know, when you're writing for an album, you've just really got to be focused. And I probably wrote 40 songs for this album.
But you're off there again. I think you've got gigs in June and you're going over there in March. So Nashville, the second home.
It is a bit. I've got my old Volvo over there, my $3,000 Volvo that I leave over there that I drive around from songwriting appointment to songwriting appointment. And I've got lots of good mates there. I do love it, but I have to say I love living here.
Well, look, it's been fantastic to get you back into the studio, particularly to chat about Be Yourself. This is the Going Forward Affirmation album from Melinda Schneider. What can possibly happen in the next one?
Oh, look, who knows? You know, if I become a mother at any point, which I, you know, hope one day I will, if I'm meant to, that's going to bring a lot of songs, I'm sure.
Well, that'll be the double album, I'm sure, and that's just in the pregnancy. Melinda Schneider, we should probably hear the first single that we heard off the album, Be Yourself, which is the title track of the album. Will you be able to play that for us?
Love to.
It's actually a good song for these times. It's sort of, you know, it's for everybody worried about the financial situation or worried about whether they're doing the right thing. This is sort of all self-confidence, isn't it?
It is, and I, of course, was inspired to write this after watching an episode of Enough Rope with Andrew Denton, and it was an amazing episode on that show about this Swedish transvestite and the living library over in Sweden, and this guy had an amazing story. He was a transvestite, but he was married and his wife didn't know about it. So when she'd go out, he would dress up as a woman. One day she came home early from work and she smelled perfume in the bedroom and she said, "You've been having an affair." And he said, "I have not. I am the other woman."
Oh, no.
And she said, "I don't care what you want to do in your spare time. Just don't lie to me." And so they stayed married and he was able to, you know, do whatever, cranked his tractor. And Denton asked him, you know, if there was anyone else out there going through what you've been through, what would you say to them? And he said, "Be yourself. Everybody else is taken." And that at that time, it hit me like a ton of bricks because I was coming out of my divorce and just kind of getting back to my old self again. And I thought, I've got to write this song. And I knew it would be the whole basis of the album. So it really is. I love singing it because I think it's been my life lesson. Every time I sing it, I really feel it because being born into, you know, a family with a yodeling mum and a show business family and all of the sort of issues, I guess, that go along with that, it's been my life journey to be myself and find out who I really am. So this is very me, this song.
Well, look, it's been good to follow you on that journey. The album's Be Yourself. Melinda Schneider, thanks for joining us on the weekend show. Take it away.
Thanks, Simon.
Teeth as white as can be. Isn't there someone you'd rather be? Be yourself. Everybody else is taken. No one else can do the things you do. Let your heart write the music that you're making. Everybody else is taken. Expensive hobbies, diamonds and gold, brand new bodies that never grow old, bigger houses, bigger cars. You are your heart, write the music that you're making. You be you, everybody else is taking. You wanna fly like the birds, take your life story and change the words for something greener on the other side. But hey, there's something you haven't tried. Be yourself, everybody else is taking.